Suddenly, I was asked to undress and climb onto an examination bed.
The mission of Mlago National Referral Hospital is to offer state-of-the-art healthcare services. It has lived up to this mission with groundbreaking medical milestones, including undertaking the first successful kidney transplant in December last year. But underneath this medical progress is a story of suffering and frustration for many patients who seek care at the National Referral. A shocking undercover investigation by a New Vision journalist has laid bare the appalling failures in patient care at the hospital's health wards. Listen to this tear-jerking narration, telling the story of corruption, bribery, extortion, and sexual harassment. Our undercover reporter spent 3 months employed as a cleaner at the facility. In part four of Undercover in Mlago podcast series, our undercover reporter survives forced testing in exchange for sugar and soap. She could have been a guinea pig.
After weeks of navigating the challenges at the pediatric oncology clinic, I found myself in a new role on Block C, Level 3. Medi's order had me packing my belongings and following my newly returned colleague to our new workplace. The block was under renovation, devoid of patients for the time being. Despite my initial apprehensions, the change of scenery felt like a breath of fresh air. Working alongside a more agreeable female cleaner eased the transition. Yet the specter of the mortuary loomed nearby, a constant reminder of the darker side of the hospital. I dreaded being left alone in the building, always seeking someone to stay close by during working hours. However, the relocation brought unexpected benefits. Block C was situated next to the X-ray department, a hub of activity with its own set of intrigues. I saw an opportunity to observe, to monitor the going-ons in this bustling part of the hospital. Supervisors like Carol led us on various assignments, including scrubbing the walls of different wards as directed by the manager, Julius. Each task offered a glimpse into the inner workings of the hospital, its staff, and its patients. One particular assignment led us to Block A, where I had once glimpsed at 2 sick girls before my tenure as a cleaner began. I remembered the precautions I had taken to conceal my identity during those early visits. Now, wearing an overall and concealing my face, I worked diligently, avoiding eye contact and conversation with anyone who might recognize me. The female security guard, once bribed with a tin of yogurt, remained none the wiser. Yet, amidst the routine tasks, an unsettling encounter awaited me on August 24th. After finishing our cleaning duties, Supervisor Zaitun ordered me and another cleaner to follow Moses, a fellow cleaner, to a nurse in the radiation department. Confusion ensued as we were asked to wait outside a locked room while the nurse prepared something inside. When we were finally allowed in, we found boxes of sugar, soap, and other items. As we packed the items into bags, the nurse's rash demeanor raised suspicions. She urged us to hurry, emphasizing the importance of these items. I could not shake the feeling that something was amiss. Suddenly, I was asked to undress and climb onto an examination bed. Confused and alarmed, I refused, demanding an explanation. The nurse's insistence only heightened my apprehension. My colleague, sensing the danger, silently signaled for me to resist. I stood my ground, refusing to comply until I understood the situation. the nurse's demeanor shifted from friendly to frustrated as she tried to explain. Eventually, I learned that they were conducting tests using a mobile CT scan. The nurse's explanation sounded rehearsed, and her insistence on my participation raised red flags. When presented with a consent form, I insisted on reading it before signing. The nurse's refusal only deepened my suspicion. I stood firm, refusing to be rushed into something I did not understand. My friend Waswa, a longtime attendant at the Mulago mortuary, confirmed my fears. He revealed the true nature of this test, the exploitation of vulnerable individuals like cleaners for research purposes. His words struck a chord, highlighting the dangers of blindly accepting what I was told. The hospital's director, Dr. Byanyima's reassurance about informed consent, echoed in my mind a stark reminder of the rights I had unknowingly relinquished. As I walked away from that room, my mind raced with questions and doubts. I had narrowly escaped being turned into a guinea pig, a pawn in the hospital's research endeavors. From that day on, I approached my work with newfound caution and skepticism. The hospital's hidden agendas and questionable practices loomed large in my mind, a reminder of the murky waters I navigated as a cleaner at Mulago Hospital. The ordeal with supervisors left a bitter taste in my mouth. Their disregard for my request for a proper uniform was just the beginning of a series of disturbing events at Mulago Hospital. On that fateful day, September 1st, I was accosted by Agri and his cohorts, Mathis and Innocent, on Level 1 of the Uganda Heart Institute. Agri's brazen behavior left me stunned and violated. His unwelcome advances, culminating in a grotesque gesture of groping my breast and twisting my nipple, left me reeling with shock and disgust. My attempts to protest were met with jeers and mockery. I sought solace and justice from my supervisor, Carol, hoping for some form of understanding or support. Instead, her callous response, questioning my reaction and dismissing the assault, only added salt to injury. The hospital, it seemed, was rife with a culture of harassment and exploitation. In a conversation with a night guard, I learnt of the darker underbelly of Mulago, where sex was apparently part of the menu for some staff. The guard's tales of sexual escapades among lab technicians, cleaners, attendants, and even doctors and nurses painted a disturbing picture. It seemed that in Mulago, anything goes behind closed doors. Desperate girls, lured by the promise of extra pay or favors, fell victim to this web of exploitation. Some, like Olivia, found themselves caught in a circle of extortion, preying on vulnerable patients for financial gains. The scheme at the radiation unit was particularly insidious. Patients, often stranded and vulnerable, were targeted by cleaners and security guards. They were coerced into unnecessary tests and charged exorbitant fees. Cleaners, like Olivia, profited from this racket, earning substantial sums by exploiting the desperation of patients seeking medical care. The collusion between guards, cleaners, and doctors seemed impenetrable. I could not help but wonder how many unsuspecting patients fell victim to this scheme. The official costs displayed on the walls were a far cry from the inflated fees demanded under the table. The guards, once trusted with safety and well-being of patients, now saw their posts as lucrative opportunities. They bragged about their ill-gotten gains, boasting of plots of land and sizable earnings. Supervisors, too, seemed complicit in this corruption. They deployed guards based on loyalty and willingness to participate in the illicit activities. Stella, a guard at level 4, bragged of her sizable earnings from the scheme. As for my encounter with Waswa, the mortuary attendant, it was a stark reminder of the dangers lurking within the hospital. His unwanted advances and attempted assault left me shaken and wary. The hospital, once a place of healing and care, now seemed like a den of iniquity. Stories of cleaners and morticians engaging in illicit activities cast a dark shadow over the institution. I could not help but feel disillusioned and betrayed. The hospital management's indifference to these issues only reinforced the culture of impunity and exploitation that thrived within its walls. As I continued my work, I did so with a heavy heart and a wary eye. The hospital's facade of professionalism and care was shattered, revealing the ugly truth beneath its surface. Mulago Hospital, once a beacon of hope for the sick and injured, had become a cesspool of corruption and abuse. And I, a mere cleaner, caught in its web, could only hope to navigate its treacherous waters with caution and vigilance.
That's it for the fourth episode of Undercover in Mulago. Our undercover journalist continues to unveil the dark underbelly of Mulago's hospital's health wards.